The shootings in Connecticut continue to reverberate here in Florida with that story and more from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald. Here's Phil Latzman.
Thanks, Wanda. A state lawmaker put out a media statement yesterday trying to blunt remarks that Florida schools would be safer if teachers and principals could carry guns. On Monday, House Judiciary Chairman Dennis Baxley of Ocala told the Associated Press gun-free zones like schools are targets for deranged people. And now Baxley is telling constituents he wasn't trying to float a legislative proposal. Florida Education Association spokesman Mark Pudlow says still the comments were ill-advised.
In some cases, they may be able to help prevent something like that, but we also know that there's other times when guns get stolen, they might get used in a different way than they were intended. So I think we ought to be real cautious about supporting something like that.
Baxley is the architect of Florida's controversial Stand Your Ground law, which allows people to use deadly force if they feel seriously threatened. He expects the legislature to study Florida's gun laws when it convenes in March. Many lawmakers on Capitol Hill in Washington are calling for new gun control measures in the wake of the shootings in Newtown. Matt Laszlo reports that Florida senators remain split on whether to ban assault weapons.
The federal assault weapons ban passed through Congress in the 1990s. The law expired in 2004. Since then, Democrats, including Florida Senator Bill Nelson, have tried to get it reinstated, but every effort has been blocked by the GOP. Senator Nelson says the tragic killing of so many young children and educators in Connecticut is changing the conversation in Washington.
I think this might have some impetus behind doing the bill again.
But many conservatives strongly oppose the assault weapons ban, arguing that people commit crimes, weapons don't. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says he's skeptical that changing laws can prevent future killings.
There's a lot of questions to be answered, and I think without prejudging it, I think what we're going to learn is that guns was only part of what happened here and that there are other factors at play. But we need to learn more from it. Like everybody else, I mean, I'm just shell-shocked by it. It's still really haunted.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is expected to begin hearings on gun control in January. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
Florida got its 12th public university this year. Another one, though, may be in the works. The state may create a 13th university that would be devoted solely to virtual courses. The Florida Board of Governors is considering ways to expand online learning. The board hired a consulting firm to analyze the current online offerings and make recommendations for more. The firm found that 40% of university and college students in Florida take at least one online course. That's higher than the national average. But online courses often fill up faster than traditional courses, so the board is researching options that would develop system-wide online degrees under the direction of one institution or create an exclusively online university. The board will take up the options at its meeting in January. You can read more about this online at WLRN.org, and whether it's arts, politics, or education, we're following it on Twitter, or you can follow us at WLRN. You can follow me at Phil Latzman. And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, back now to Wanda Miles.